Right now, we've got Emma Jenkins Sullivan here in the studio. She is heading up the town's Food for the Summer program this summer, which is even bigger this summer than it was last. And thanks for joining us today. And how's it going?
Yeah, thank you so much, Aaron. Yeah. It's going well. I think as of July 7th, which is kind of when we did our latest add up, the total meals that were served through our program were 16,016. And then of all of those, Food for the Summer volunteers directly were delivering 8,200. And kind of, so as of now, we're above that. So we're pretty happy with how many lunches we've been able to get out this
summer. That's awesome. How does that compare to last year? Do you know?
I don't know. I think like we were working on doing some of the math yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think we're probably a bit higher than last summer.
Okay.
Yeah. The numbers seem a little bit low compared to last year because last year we were at like over 48,000, but that was, this is before a lot of the camps have started.
Right.
So we haven't had, you know, those numbers will be kind of readjusted as the summer goes on as well. Yeah.
It's kind of a two-way street to say, oh, we're feeding more kids this summer versus last summer. And then at the same time, you got to say, well, the need is also there, which is not necessarily good, but a good thing that we get out there and do it.
Right. Absolutely. And it's great. I mean, it is great too when the kids are going to camps. Mm-hmm. And that means that they're also getting lunches as well, but it also does make our numbers go down for the number of lunches we're directly serving to kids as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Foodforthesummer.org is the website if you want to find out more, by the way, about this Food for the Summer program, which launched last year, and Mayor Heminger has really sort of spearheaded it last year. And now that it's off the ground, it's just sort of, I'm not going to say rolling on its own accord, because there are a lot of people, including and especially yourself, that are sort of behind the scenes every day actively making this happen. But I got a lot of volunteers last year, and a lot of them are coming back, new volunteers this year, and just a lot of people coming together to make this happen, which is a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of high schoolers still coming out to do some of their service learning hours. It's really great to see kids kind of coming through. A lot of them have been able to complete them through our program, so that's also fun. And it's really great to have high schoolers come out, especially because they're just great. A lot of them connecting with the kids at the different sites, and a lot of them have been very consistently coming out, so it's fun to have those high schoolers there as well. As well as a lot of families who've been coming out. And kind of like I said last time, we have a lot of returning teachers visiting us as well. Definitely people from all parts of the community. Yeah.
So what's it been like for you?
What has it been like for me? It's been super fun. It definitely, like, every day there's a new challenge. But I think it has absolutely been super rewarding. I think being able to work with a bunch of different people has been really great. And just making sure that things are working and systems are working and in place so that we can be as efficient as possible. And I want to, you know, just make sure that it's as smooth a process as possible for the volunteers who are coming out as well. And, you know, everyone's been really great. And I would say all of the volunteers who are coming out have been super flexible and, like, very willing to, you know, rearrange themselves, going to different sites or whatever. So I think we've been having a lot of fun so far this summer. Yeah.
Speaking with, again, Emma Jenkins Sullivan, Food for the Summer. And, again, foodforthesummer.org is the website. Really easy to remember if you want to find out more, if you want to sign up to volunteer. And there's still spots available,
absolutely,
right, for people?
Yeah. For sure, in looking into August, we're running up all the way up until the end of the summer. So August 25th is our last day, and we'll definitely be needing volunteers all the way up until the end of the month. We're going to have at least one more volunteer training, kind of an informational session, and that's going to be at the Chapel Hill Public Library. So for those who are still interested in the program but haven't gotten a chance to come out yet, that would be also a great opportunity.
And for people who have not volunteered before and are wondering, what's the experience like? It doesn't last too long. It's a lunch time basically, so you're in and out in less than 2 hours, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's actually even shorter positions, volunteer drop-offs. You can come to a cafeteria and then really just drop off lunches at a different camp. We have a couple of camps that we drop off lunches to throughout the community, and those are really, I would say, most 45-minute things. But then also, a normal volunteer slot would be from around 11:30 to 1:20 or so. So yeah, it's pretty short chunk of the day, but you, I think, can manage to have a lot of fun during that time, and I think feel pretty good about being able to get lunches out to kids. So, you know, you would get come to one of the cafeterias, grab the food, meet your co-volunteers, and then y'all would head out to the site location and then deliver lunches to the kids there and kind of sit with them while they're eating lunch and then engage with them in different ways. We have fun buckets that have a lot of different games and toys in them this summer. We've had a bunch of different visitors so far. We are kind of rolling out different activity days now. So we're going to try and do every day of the week is like a new kind of category of fun. So we're going to try and start doing Magic Mondays. We have Tasty Tuesdays, Free Book Wednesdays. Today was Table Thursdays. And then on Fridays, we're just kind of filling the fun buckets up again.
Free for All Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it. So, yeah. And it's great. Like from my experience, like the kids kind of drive it on their own, right? Like, you know, you bring out the fun bucket and set it down. You bring out the food. The kids get the food, they dive into the fun bucket, and everyone just has a great time.
Yeah, they know what's up. Yeah, for sure. I was at Eastwood Apartments yesterday, and it was not only Free Book Wednesdays, but it was also Pizza Wednesday. So it was a lot of fun. The kids came over. I was so surprised they knew exactly where to go for the free books.
Yes.
They started sorting through them immediately, and it was fun to just watch the enthusiasm that they brought to this day. It was really great, yeah.
So what's been your favorite moment or your favorite part about working with this summer?
I think I would say probably getting to have our youth ambassadors come out and then having people from the different communities that we're trying to serve come out and also be working with us. And so trying to make sure that collaboration is happening in as many different ways as possible has been really great. I think we've had volunteers who are people who are living in some of the apartment areas who come out every day. I think when we were serving food at one of our site locations, the kids, I was getting to one of the sites late a couple of days in a row, and the kids were there waiting for me, giving me a hard time when I arrived. You know, and they were like, well, we were waiting for you at 12.
You've been waiting for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it was great, though. It keeps me on top of it. So
that's great.
Yeah.
What's been surprising?
I think... I guess how flexible volunteers are and willing people are to just do whatever needs to happen in order to get the lunches out. I think that's been really a joy and like very awesome and a positive experience as part of the program, because people know that it's kind of crazy and you kind of just have to hop in, and a lot of people just will roll with it, and that's been great. And I think when that kind of stuff happens, there's a lot of space to have a lot of fun with that, you know, and have people kind of, I think also something that's been really fun is we've had youth ambassadors be leading some of the different activities, the structure activities. So on Tuesday, we did like marshmallow structures with toothpicks, and kids were building a bunch of different cool shapes and structures. And so just having also our youth ambassadors take initiative at the different sites and kind of start with leadership roles at those different sites and kind of come up with different ideas for games and stuff they want to lead at the different sites as well. So just like letting creativity bloom in whatever way possible at the sites, just so kids can enjoy it.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. So for people who want to know more, what else do people need to know about this program, and how else can people get involved?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, recently we came up with an Amazon wish list. So we were thinking, you know, there's people who want to do more for the program besides just volunteer. We've had a couple volunteers who every time they come will bring like these bags of stuff we can add to the fun buckets, which is
awesome. Yeah.
We had like balloons and bubbles and straws, which apparently work really well with bubbles. So there's just been a lot of that kind of stuff going on. So we decided to start an Amazon wish list. So we're going to be posting that on our social media outlets soon. So people can totally kind of hop on there and I think what how it happens is you can order it and then it will come to City Hall and we can figure out a way to get that out to the different fun buckets. So there's going to be like toys and stuff listed on there, as well as I think like we're going to try and get some basketballs out and kickballs and different games and activities there. Connect Four has been something kids have been asking for. So people can definitely check out that link that we're going to be posting soon. And then volunteering is always great. And just, I think, helping us get the word out for sure.
Awesome. And all that's on the website, right?
Yeah. And
or
so
will
we,
be, right?
Will be, yeah. We just need to post the Amazon wish list, but that will be up soon as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So foodforthesummer.org, go there, get all the information you need about how to get involved. And again, a bunch of different ways that you can get active and get involved in this this really cool program that serves thousands of kids in our community. And it really is terrific. Emma Jenkins-Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.